Please welcome to the warm-up the one and only, soon-to-be WWE Hall of Famer, Canadian Trish Stratus. Trish, thanks so much for doing this. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
What an exciting time for you. Of course, you know, you had just an unbelievable career as a professional wrestler, seven-time WWE champion, the WWE Diva of the Decade, and now I guess this is basically the highest honor given out by WWE is to be a member of the Hall of Fame, and that's coming up next week.
Yeah, no, I'm you know, super excited. It's WrestleMania time in the wrestling world is the time of the year. It's very exciting. There's tons of things happening. There's this certain, you know, sort of this energy. But to be, you know, in the midst of it, and of course with the Hall of Fame, gosh, it's really exciting. And I'm just completely honored. I got the call, you know, the beginning of the year, and it was just kind of like, wow, this is going to be a good 2013. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I'm sure many of our listeners remember seeing you dominate the WWE Women's Division and always be at the center of some great storylines in wrestling, but they might not know your background. Now, you, of course, are a Canadian from Southern Ontario, attended York University. I guess it was the combination of the athleticism and the beauty that put it all together and made you a perfect target to become a WWE wrestler. But take us back to before you stepped in the ring. What were you doing and how did you get involved in it?
What was I doing? Well, I was on a clear path to become a doctor. I was at York University, like you mentioned. I was pre-med and I was just doing everything in my power, and everything I was doing was gearing up to me becoming a doctor. I was doing the volunteer work and the studying and playing varsity sports at the time. I played field hockey for York University and played soccer for my town. And, you know, that was kind of my life. And actually, things got flipped upside down when the professors here in Toronto decided to go on strike. So I kind of want to say thanks, as awful as that sounds. The schooling didn't end up working out, but sometimes when one door opens, or closes rather, another one opens. So university went on strike, and during that time, I just took a job at a gym, just kind of waiting for school to come back in session. And it was during that time I actually got discovered by the late Robert Kennedy, who was, he was a publisher of, you know, the world's most renowned fitness magazines, Oxygen Magazine, Muscle Magazine. And he contracted me and kind of gave me this opportunity and said, well, you know, there's this new industry called fitness modeling. So he gave me an opportunity to do a photo shoot, and he contracted me, and I suddenly had a career as a fitness model. And it was sort of starting to blossom when school came back into session. I had to make the decision at about 22 years old about, okay, well, what do I want to do? And I thought, well, I'm going to pursue this opportunity that had been given. So I jumped right into fitness modeling, and it allowed me to travel over the world, spread the message of health and fitness, do a lot of speaking engagements, and that's eventually what led me to wrestling, believe it or not. It was me appearing as a favorite female sports guest on a show called TSN's Off the Record. At the time, Michael Landsberg was doing that show, and I was on that show basically as a chick who knew about sports. I was on the cover of a magazine at the time, and they knew that I loved wrestling. So I was on the show because I was kind of their wrestling expert, and I was chatting about wrestling, and then an internet rumor began after that appearance, and basically it started saying that Trish Stratus was spotted by Vince McMahon. She will be signing soon, and it was completely false. I was a wrestling fan my entire life, and I sat back and watched these rumors swirl, and, you know, there'd be weekly updates on Trish. They're considering their character, what character to debut her as, and, you know, it's completely false. but my motto in life is preparedness meets opportunity. So I thought, you know, if in fact they did call, let me prepare the best possible package. And I went and I found a gym downtown Toronto where Edge, you know, another Hall of Famer, he trained out of. And, you know, I trained for about 6 months. And then finally, I thought, who's this Trish Stratus fitness model chick we keep hearing about? And they gave me a call, and that was in 99. And I signed a contract with them. And as you know, I appeared as a valet first and blossomed into a wrestler eventually.
Trish Stratus is our guest here on the warm-up on TSN 1290, heading into the WWE Hall of Fame next week in advance of WrestleMania in New York City. Now, Trish, I mean, the professional wrestling game is a hard one. And you know, you mentioned your background as a student and then a world-renowned fitness model. I can't imagine how different it was, the grind of what professional wrestlers do, and make no mistake, I mean, you may have started out as a valet, but you were in the ring just like all the guys. How different was that from anything that you'd done before, and how hard was it to maintain long-term?
I guess, yeah, the long-term thing for sure. I mean, it's certainly something that takes its toll. you know, you can, no matter how conditioned you are, you're always going to sort of, you know, those bumps and bruises, they hurt and they add up, especially because we have no off season. So you're kind of just like, it's kind of collective, you know, you kind of hit that grind. And once you're in the grind, I mean, once I debuted, it was like, bam, you hit the road for sometimes 300 days of the year. So certainly that was a big factor. But, you know, to be honest, I think, it's something that, everything I've done has been fueled by passion, whether it was pursuing a medical school is not an easy feat as well. It's something that you put 100% into, and it sort of, it becomes your entire world. So, you know, I was studying till, you know, late at night, up early for practice. It was sort of like, I was always used to the grind. So I find that maybe something like that, you know, I was used to sort of transferring the grind to a different type of grind, a little bit more physical, certainly. But I can say that, growing up as a tomboy, I was known as a bit of a goon on my sports team. So, you know, I guess that transition, that helped as well with the transition. You know, being a natural athlete definitely played into it. I mean, that's a big part how I got to adapt. I think as a kid watching wrestling, I think I knew how to throw a body slam before I actually got taught to throw a body slam properly. So, you know, it was something that it just sort of, it came naturally for me. It was something I loved and watched growing up. So I think that's how it became a sort of, I understood the mechanics of what to do in the ring. But no, it did add up to the point where when I ended up retiring, it was a lot of injuries that had made me think, okay, maybe it's time to slow down a little bit. So near towards the end.
Trish Stratus is our guest here on TSN 1290, the WWE Diva of the Decade. Tell us a little bit about retirement now, Trish. You finished up, you won the title in your final fight in Toronto, your hometown, in 2006. What did you do after that, and tell us about where you're at now?
Well, when I something that I got from my towards the end of my career, what I was doing was yoga. I fell in love with it because actually it helped me recover from an injury. I had a herniated disc in my back, and I was facing, you know, sort of either going to have surgery or doing the traditional physiotherapy, which physiotherapy didn't work. Surgery, I didn't want to explore that option, so I was looking for sort of alternatives, and hot yoga was all the rage at the time. It was a long time ago. Nowadays, of course, everybody sees it. It's on every corner, but at the time, it was fairly new. I said, well, let's check this thing out. So I checked out my first hot yoga class, and then 2.5 months of doing it every day, I basically reversed the damage in my back and ended up going back, making my full return. So my last bit of my career was really, I kind of went back, I feel, as a different performer. You know, just even handling the day-to-day stress of the 300 days of the road schedule, you know, just everything about it, I was just a different performer altogether. It's something that I took when I retired. I delved into it. I, you know, pursued my certification. I practiced all over the world with different teachers and different styles, and it really just became part of my world. And I kind of was sort of starting to preach about it. I was like, God, you got to try this thing. It truly was life-changing for me, in many aspects, not just, you know, as a performer, but the way I handled just everyday stress and just everything sort of changed for me. So, one of my first business ventures was to open up a yoga studio. I opened up Stratosphere Yoga Studio, which is just north of Toronto, in 2008. And I guess everything from there was rather organic. It was sort of something that I just, you know, was basically looking to have a platform to spread this message. And it's kind of nice. It did come full circle when I started in the fitness world, that's what I was doing ultimately, was spreading the word of health and fitness. So I was kind of back in that realm and educating people on that and just, you know, spreading the word. And from there it spurned, you know, I had the product line, which is in retailers across Canada. It's the Stratosphere Living product line, which is yoga accessories, fitness products. And I have, of course, my yoga videos. So I have Stratosphere Yoga, which is the first video that came out. And I actually just released Stratosphere Yoga for Men, which is features our Canadian icon hero, baseball hero, Joe Carter. Joe Carter and I are really good friends, and I gave him the challenge of joining me in this yoga video. So it's geared towards men, and I know you're dying to try it.
No doubt. We'll definitely have to check that out. No, I know you still do have a website. Is it trishstratus.com where everyone can find everything in the stratosphere,
everything,
if you will?
In the stratosphere. You will be stratified if you go to trishstratus.com, yes.
Trisha, before I let you go, I understand that you are a Toronto Maple Leafs fan.
I am, yes. I've been a hardcore fan always, and you know, as Torontonians, we, even if they suck, don't say that too loud, did I say that? But we still watch, and we love, and we support. That's what we do. Now, the Leafs are doing well lately, so-so. I did find that I think there's a correlation to me tweeting and the Leafs' performance. For some reason, I feel that when I tweet, they don't do well. So I've tried to cut back on my tweeting during games in order to have them do better. Well, so I don't want to take full blame, but I'm going to stop tweeting while they're playing, and maybe that'll make a difference.
Well, if you check the standings in the Eastern Conference right now, the Winnipeg Jets, as a result of them being in the Southeast Division, are holding down the third seed. The Leafs are the sixth seed right now. If it actually came to be, there could be a Winnipeg-Toronto playoff series. Wouldn't that be something? Two Canadian teams going at it. We've got a seat for you at the MTS Center if you decide to make the trip, Trish.
Oh, I'm taking you up on that. That would be incredible. Yes, deal. Done. Let's over the phone. We're shaking on it.
All right. Consider it done. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show. I know tons of the listeners are huge fans of yours, and we'll look forward to paying attention to the induction next week, and get back at me if you want to take me up on that offer for the game.
Wonderful. Go Jets and go Leafs. There you go.
Thanks so much.